kick out. We said on Saturday that we expected Bursko to come and play without any sort of fear and pressure, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you know, Derek's done a great job, to be fair. He's recruited some lads round about the transfer deadline. You know, lads who were possibly not getting in other clubs, and they've changed quite a lot. And I thought they were good and well. I'd say value for the point. Yeah. Mm. Having said that, you know, I've just said to the lads in there, if luck plays any part in a football season, I think we're due some, and hopefully we'll get it just at the right time. And you know, it looks as though, you know, only getting a point, people will be panicking and saying that we needed 6 points from these two games, and it would have been desirable. But you know, Ednisford drew last night, so they could very easily lose on Saturday and we could win. We've got a superior goal difference to them. If things transpired at Northwich, lose an appeal, I think we're pretty safely in sixth spot, because other than a 19 goal swing for Marine, I don't think that's not going to happen. So that point might just be the one that secures us a playoff spot. So rather than being downbeat about it, I think we should be upbeat and celebrating a game that was end to end good to watch. Thought it was good football by both teams. You know, it's amazing that there was only two penalties scored, because I thought you know, some of the football and the chances created was worthy of certainly a Bursko. If they'd have played like that, well, yeah, all this personnel that are different, they wouldn't be down the bottom of the pit.
We just had the thing the same.
No chance.
And you took the word right out, end to end. I mean, goalkeepers making saves, and some of the blocks, I'll say blocks more than saves, from what the Bursko keeper was making.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's the luck there. You think it's nailed on goals?
He's diving across goal. I don't know where the ball hit him, but he's diving across goal. Wolf has put it the other way and it's hit him.
It's hit him, yeah, exactly.
On another day, that goes in, and we're talking about a 2-1 victory. But I don't think it would have made that much difference anyway, because of the point situation. Yeah. I think it's that time of the season where, you know, it'd be stupid to start saying about performances and things like that. It's about getting across the line and getting in them playoffs, and like I say, that point hopefully will have secured it for us.
Does it, or would it bother you when we're talking quarter to five on Saturday, that we finish in six, for example, and we're in by default, if you like? Does that bother you? Or
no,
not at all,
because someone's broke the rules.
Does it not bother you, on the players?
No, not so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We,
yeah,
you know, we run this club.
No, absolutely right.
You know, transparently, and we do things right, and lots of other clubs do. If a club is guilty and found guilty of a misdemeanor,
absolutely,
other people are trying to do it right.
It's usually for a rules are rules, aren't
they? Yeah, well, I don't have any sympathy for them. I don't have any sympathy for them, because, you know, if they're breaking them kind of rules are there for a reason. They're not there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not there to put clubs out of playoffs or out of leagues. They're there because they need to be there. So.
And the approach for Saturday is go for the win and finish fifth anyway.
Yeah, I think it's about time we had a decent end of the season. Yeah, exactly. Like the old last game of the season, I was thinking about it the other day, and you know, we just stopped a 3-game losing streak. Yeah. You know, with that point, so. It's onwards and upwards to Saturday, and I'd love us to have a decent last day of the season.
You think back to last year with Kendall, and even the start of the first season with Great Arwood and the big crowd and everything.
Yeah,
it never seems to happen, does it?
I think Garforth
yeah.
was decent. I think the first, I mean, even Great Arwood in that. But yeah, you know, the last day of the season is normally we end up, I don't know why, but we end up shooting ourselves in the foot in one way or the other, and I'm hoping. Saturday,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, we need to put a smile on people's faces, and none more so than the players. You know, they feel as though they've kind of let themselves down over the past few games. I wouldn't really level that up, and I think the effort and the endeavour's been there, other than possibly the Buxton game. It's just that lady luck thing, and if the saying's right, you know, that'll equal itself out over the season, and we'll win 28-0 Saturday, 28-0 in the semi-final, and then win the final about 400-0, because the amount of chances we've created and missed, I think we drew that many goals.